Hi, good morning. So we'll start taking a seat. For a moment, just close your eyes. Breathe in and breathe out. And let your body, mind relax. And we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. And now come back to center and bring your hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now with an inhale, circle your arms up and into the sky. And then exhale, let your hands float back down to the ground. And again, you can close your eyes as you move with your breath if you like. One more inhale, reaching up to the sky. This time as you exhale, fold forward. Let your hands lay down onto the mat. Step your feet back and make your way into downward facing dog. As you push away from your hands, push your heels up and down like you're walking in place. Let's walk our hands back to our feet and we'll fold into a forward bend. And now the hands walk forward again and we find our way back to downward facing dog. From here, let your knees come to the mat. Sit down onto your feet and as you inhale, cross your arms, rise up on your knees, reach open. And then exhale, cross the arms and fold down. Flow with your breath. One more time, rising up and open. And then as we come down, let's fold into child's pose. As you sink into child's pose, know that anytime you'd like to come back here, you are welcome to do that. Now again, toes curl under the feet, hips lift to the sky, and we step back into downward facing dog. Now step your right foot forward. The left knee touches down on the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, bring the hands back down. Step your right foot back. And bring shoulders right up above your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. With an inhale, let's rise into cobra. And exhale, hips into heels, child's pose. And toes again dig down into the floor, hips lift to the sky. We step into downward facing dog. Now step your left foot forward. Touch the right knee down. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, bring your hands back down. Step the left foot back. And again, shoulders above the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, lifting the heart into cobra. And exhale, back into child's pose. And toes again dig down into the floor as hips lift to the sky and we find our way back to downward facing dog. Now walk your feet up to meet your hands. And inhale, rise all the way up, sun breaths. Reach into the sky, exhale, folding back down. Flow with your breath. Let's rise up one more time. bring hands into the heart. Take a look at your mat. Make sure you're standing at the very top of your mat for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. As we exhale, we'll sink down into the hips chair pose. And then inhale, come all the way up again. Add a little back bend if you want to. And exhale, glide down. With your inhale, come up halfway. And then exhale, take your hands to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up. And hands come back down. Step the left foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with the exhale, we go back to downward facing dog. Now reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach up and then hands touch back down. Now the left foot steps forward. Inhale, up and into the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching all the way up again. Here's that place you can add a little lean back. Exhale, swoop down. Inhale, come halfway up. And exhale, our hands touch the ground. We step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, arms reach up. And then hands come down. Now the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. As we exhale, we go back to downward facing dog. Left leg reaches to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms come to the sky and then hands back down to the mat. Left foot steps up to meet the right. Or sorry, right foot steps up to meet the left. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. With your inhale, reach to the sky again. Once more, if you want to lean back here, do that. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. And let's exhale, bring hands to the mat. Walk your feet back now and step into downward facing dog. Take a couple nice deep breaths. I'm going to turn the volume down on the music just a little bit. Now that our bodies are warmed up and we've been breathing deeply a little bit, let's step into our standing flows. Take your right leg up into the sky. Step the right foot forward, your back foot flat on the ground, and let's step into Warrior One. Starting with a firm foundation, supportive through the legs, rising up through the upper body, up through the tips of your fingers. And the finishing touch on every pose is always a smile on your face. It feels good. Moving feels good, breathing feels good. Now bend your elbows so your upper arms come parallel to the floor. Link index fingers and thumbs together in circles. Step onto your right foot, dancing Shiva pose. Angle your left leg out in front of your bent right knee. And then step down, reach to the sky. And with hands linked above you, index fingers reaching up like a steeple, sink the hips down into chair pose. The hips sinking down, the fingers reaching up, a nice lengthening up through the back and spine. Strengthening in the legs, but always with a smile. Rise all the way up. As you exhale, cross your arms, folding down. As you inhale, cross your arms, rising up. Flow with your breath. Once more, rise up, reach open, and exhale, come all the way down. As hands come to the mat, step your right foot back and step into lunge or kneeling lunge. Once you find your way there, let's circle arms round and round. One more time, reach up to the sky, and then hands come down to the mat. Step your right foot up to meet your left. Inhale, or take your right hand around your left ankle. Let's take a twist. Left arm reaches to the sky. Twisting to the left, your chin turning around to the left shoulder. Knees can be bent, legs can be straight, always adjusting the pose to the place that feels good, makes you smile. Now bring your twist all the way around. Inhale, rise. Take hands behind your back now. Link your fingers together. Roll the shoulders back and let your heart spread wide open. And as it spreads wide open, let it reach up toward the sky. And now come up and over into a forward bend. Let your hands drop down. Now take your left hand around your right ankle. Let's take that twist to the right. Now bring the twist around again. With an inhale, come halfway up and let your back lengthen a little. Excuse me. Now bring hands to the mat, step your right foot back and return to lunge or kneeling lunge. Now flowing with the breath, exhale, reach down and back. And then inhale, up into the sky. Bending forward at the waist as you come down. Rising up. One more time, the arms reach up. And then we'll bring hands down to the mat. Step the left foot back, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhale your way back, downward facing dog. Now bring shoulders over the wrists again. Drop your knees to the mat. Kneeling plank, lower down to the floor. Take your elbows right under your shoulders, forearms reaching out in front of you, fingers wide open, Sphinx pose. Nice gentle back bend. And from here, we'll curl the toes under. Using our strength, lift your body off the ground and come to a forearm variation of plank. If it's too intense, you're always welcome to take your knees down. Then take knees to the mat, push back into the heels. With an inhale, rise up, cross your arms, reach open. Exhale, crossing down, flow with your breath. One more time, reaching up and open. And then arms reach out, find child's pose. And from child's pose, curl your toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now take your left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, the back foot again flat down for warrior one. Don't forget the finishing touch, a nice smile. Make it feel good. And then the elbows bend, the index fingers and thumbs link together. Step onto the left foot, angle your right leg in front of your bent left knee, dancing Shiva pose. Step down, reach up, link your fingers together, index fingers pointing to the sky. Sink the hips down as you keep reaching up, chair pose. Thank you. Stand tall from the chair. Exhale, cross the arms, folding down. Inhale, cross the arms, reaching up with your breath. One more time, up and open. Crossing the arms down, our hands come to the mat. Step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And arms circle round and round. One more time, the arms come up, and then hands come to the mat. Now step your left foot forward. Right hand grabs the left ankle, left arm to the sky, taking a twist to the left. Bring the twist around. With an inhale, come all the way up. Let your hands come behind your back. Link the fingers together. Push the hands and shoulders back and down as the heart spreads wide open. You come up and over. And let your hands drop down. Left hand takes the right ankle and we twist to the right. And bring your twist all the way around. With an inhale, come up halfway for a lengthening. And then fold forward, step your left foot back, find lunge or kneeling lunge. And then with the breath, arms reach down and back, and then inhaling up. One more time, bring the arms up. And then hands come down to the back and to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Shoulders over the wrists, knees to the mat, kneeling plank, lower down. Elbows come under the shoulders, Sphinx pose. Curling toes into the floor, we lift up into a forearm plank. Now knees to the mat, push yourself back into child's pose. Inhale, cross the arms, rise up and open. Exhaling down. With your breath. One more time, up and open. Folding into child's pose. Turn toes to the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And reach your right leg into the air. Take a very wide step forward with the right foot. Lay your back foot flat down, open to warrior two. Little reach forward, the right hand turns over, sweep it across the sky, reverse warrior. Now spin both hands all the way around to your right foot. and hop your left foot up to meet your right. Inhale, rise all the way up. Make a steeple overhead. Link your fingers together, index fingers pointing up. Sink the hips down, chair pose. Now rise up. Exhale, cross the arms, folding down. Inhale, cross the arms up and open with your breath. Don't forget to smile. One more time, up and open. Crossing the arms down, our hands come to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Returning to another twist, let's take hands to the heart. We'll hook the right elbow across the left thigh, and this twist spirals around to the left. You can choose to keep your hands in a prayer or to spread your arms from earth to sky. Whatever your twist, whatever variation of your twist feels best. Let your twist unwind. Hands come to the mat. Step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale, rise all the way up. With your exhale, let your hands come to the heart. Step your feet hip distance apart and make fists at your low back. Let's take a back bend. Rising up and curving back. Carefully bring your back bend up. Take hands onto your hips and pour that back bend down into a forward bend. Now step your right foot back. This time lay your right knee to the mat. Shift hips backwards, straightening the left leg just to where it makes you smile. If you're more flexible, this might even be a full split. Listen to your body. Let's come forward again. We'll take hands onto the mat, curl the right toes under, pick your right knee up, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. And again, shoulders above the wrist, knees to the mat, kneeling plank, lower down. Elbows under the shoulders, Sphinx pose. Toes curl under the feet. With strength, we lift up off the ground, forearm plank. And then knees come to the mat, we push ourselves back. And with an inhale, rise up, cross the arms, up and open. Exhaling down. One more time, up and open. Folding into child's pose, where we'll curl toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky. Come to downward facing dog. Let's take one more flow. left leg to the sky. Take a really wide step forward again with the left foot now, back foot on flat on the ground, warrior two. Now reach forward a little, turn the left hand over, reaching back, reverse warrior. Now spin both hands all the way around to your left foot, and then hop your right foot up to join the left. Inhale, rise all the way up. Link fingers together, index fingers pointing up. One more time, chair pose. Rise up, open your arms, exhale, cross the arms, folding down. Inhale, crossing back up with your breath. One more time, up and open. Exhale, hands come to the mat, step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And returning to the twist, bring a prayer to your heart, hook your left elbow across your right thigh, spiral this twist to the right. Add that finishing touch, a smile. Oh, this is so good for your back. Bring your twist around, hands come to the mat, step the left foot forward, inhale, rise all the way up. Let hands come into your heart, step your feet hip distance apart, making fists here at the low back, we rise up into the back bend. Come carefully up, shifting hands to the hips. Back bend now becomes a forward bend. And extend your left foot back, lay the left knee down. Shifting hips backwards, slowly extend your right leg just to where it makes you smile. Where your body says, ah, yeah, that feels good. Let's come forward again. Taking hands to the mat, we'll turn the left toes under, pick the left knee up, and we step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. But this time, let's lay knees to the mat. Slip hips into heels. Lay yourself down to rest in child's pose. Nourishing your body with your breath. Tight places are opened up now. Let your whole body expand and contract with your breath. let's turn our eyes to the front of the mat as we plant our hands, curl toes into the floor and lift hips to the sky, slowly finding our way back to downward facing dog. And then walk your feet up to meet your hands. And with an inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, hands come into the heart. And let's explore a little more balancing. Step onto your right foot. And let's begin this balanced flow with warrior three. Reaching arms to the sky, tiptoe your left foot back a little as you get length in your body. And then soar into warrior three. Reaching in whatever direction helps you feel steady. Now carefully pull your left knee through to the front. Arms reach up to the sky. Standing nice and tall. And then let's flow back into warrior three again. And step 2 feet onto the mat before the other side. See what kind of movement your body might want. Excuse me, let's step onto the left foot now. Excuse me. Starting again with warrior three. Arms reach up, right foot tiptoes back, and we fly into warrior three. Anytime you need to step down, start again, no worries. Now bend the right knee, bring it through to the front. Arms reaching to the sky, stand up straight and tall. And then back again to warrior three. And 2 feet touch down onto the ground again. Take a moment to move your body in whatever way feels good. And then we'll take a nice big inhale that reaches up into the sky. And as we exhale, we fold all the way down. Hands come to the mat. Now we'll walk our feet back. Lay knees down. Once again, make your way into child's pose. Walk your hands way over to the right. Now walk your hands back to the center and then way over to the left. Your hands come back to the center again and we walk hands in toward our knees. Let's crisscross our ankles, slip our hips right over the top of our feet as we come to sit. Now extend your right leg out. Take your left foot to the inner right thigh. Turn and face your right leg. With an inhale, reach up to the sky. And with your exhale, fold over your right leg in a nice forward bend. Close your eyes, relax into your body and your breath. Thank you. your right arm with your right leg. Take your left arm behind your back. Point it up to the sky and then take a sweeping side bend over towards your right foot. Big stretch for the left side of the body. Now the left hand reaches to the sky again. Let's set the left hand to the floor behind our left hip. Step onto your left knee and shin, right foot to the floor as you lift your hips up and reach your right arm behind you. And we come down again. And let's change sides. Left leg comes out, right foot comes in. We'll turn and face the left leg with an inhale, rising up. And with the exhale, folding over the left leg. Relax into your breath and your body. Smile. Feels good. Give yourself just what you need. Keep your left arm with the left leg, right hand behind the back, up into the sky, and sweeping over into a nice big side bend, wherever it really gives you a good stretch on the right side of your body. Right arm reaches to the sky, and we'll set it on the floor behind the right hip. Come onto your right knee and shin, left foot touches the ground, left arm reaches up and back, lifting hips up off the floor. And we'll come back down again. And as you sit back down onto the mat, grab your legs, roll down onto the floor, laying on your back. Take a moment to get nice and comfortable. Now take both hands onto your right knee. Lift your left leg straight up into the sky. Draw your belly in so you're using abdominal strength, and then slowly begin to lower your left leg down toward the ground. And with your abdominal strength, slowly bring your left leg back up to the sky again. And continue to lower and lift in nice slow motion. The next time the right leg comes back up, left leg, drop your right foot to the floor. Take hands behind the left leg, give it a little stretch toward you. Now take your right hand on your right hip bone. Left hand comes inside of the left leg. Open your left leg out to the side now. Bend your left knee, bring the leg back in, cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Reach around behind your right leg, let's find pigeon pose. Drawing the legs in, find a nice deep opening in your left hip. Relax into your breath and body. Find the place where it makes you smile, where it feels good. Thank you. your hands slip apart. Uncross the legs. Take your hands on your knees. Draw circles round and round. And take your circles around the other way. And then both hands on the left knee, right leg to the sky. Draw your belly in and slow motion, lower your right leg down toward the ground. And nice and slow, using your abdominal strength, bring it back up again. Next time your right leg comes up, let your left foot come to the floor. Hands behind the right leg as you draw it toward you. And then right hand on the right hip bone, left hand inside of the left leg, opening the left, or sorry, right leg, opening the right leg out to the side. Bend your right knee, bring your leg back in, crossing right ankle over left thigh, and finding pigeon pose, drawing the legs toward you, adjusting until you get that really good feeling of release in your right hip. Smile, it feels good. Release your hands, uncross your legs. With hands on your knees, draw circles round and round. And then the other way. And let your feet come to the floor. Spread your arms wide on the ground. Heel toe your feet away from you until you feel the edges of your mat underneath your feet. And then like windshield wipers, drop both knees to the right and come up and over to the left. And slowly going side to side. One more time to the right, and then once again to the left. And scoop up your knees, give yourself a hug, and choose your inversion for today. If you're feeling like a shoulder stand, go there. If you're feeling like a bridge pose, go there. If you have another inversion you practice, what makes you feel good? What makes you smile today? Thank you. Now gently begin to lay yourself back down onto the ground again. When you've come all the way down, wrap your arms around your knees, rock yourself side to side. And then let your feet come to the floor for fish pose. Lift your hips up enough to slide your hands underneath them. And then stretch your legs straight out on the floor. Sit on fingertips, tuck elbows underneath your back. Lay your head back and let your heart rise up toward the sky. Head rise, and we'll lay the fish pose gently back to the mat. Hands now slide out from underneath, and we'll reach arms to the floor behind our head. Lace your fingers together, stretch your palms out the other direction as you really reach into your body. And then reach down, take hold of your right leg. Hug the knee in, and then cross it over your body to the left while you turn your head to the right. Left hand fall to the floor, laying the twist back down. A moment to straighten the body out and to stretch again, reaching the arms and legs. And then let's reach down and take up the left leg. Hug the knee in, cross it over your body to the right, now looking to the left. In the right hand now, lay that last twist back to the mat. Straighten yourself out. If you feel at all cold, you may want to cover up as you lay down now for this final relaxation. Get nice and comfortable. Close your eyes. Remember a time when something or someone made you smile. Made you laugh so hard you cried. Laugh so hard you couldn't stop even if you tried. Remember that moment. And even more, remember the feeling of it. As you go about your day today, find as many opportunities as you can to make someone smile, to make them laugh, to make them feel that feeling. Because when you do that, you feel it too. We all need to smile and laugh right now. Remember that feeling. Spread it around. We'll take a very deep breath in. Slowly releasing that deep inhale into a nice deep exhale. And take a moment now to create a meaningful closure for your experience today. Roll over when you're ready onto your right side for a moment or two, making the transition slow and gentle. And then finally, let's meet where we began. Come to sit on your mat once again. As you come back here, offer your gratitude for your practice today, for any gifts you may have received, for any takeaways that you might find useful. And once again, we'll let our head drop down and sway from side to side. And then we're back to center. And with an inhale, arms circle up and into the sky. Hands meet above us, and we'll bring our hands first to our forehead for a smile in our thoughts today. And to our lips for a smile in our words. And to our heart for a smile in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.